Appreciate their sponsorship. Appreciate you being tuned in. We're here until 10, then the news, then Michael Coolidge will take over. Let's jump right over to the phones because we know what a busy man he is. We want to catch him in between votes and everything else he's got going on. Congressman Don Manzullo is with us.
Hi, how are you?
Congressman, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. I'm in the cloakroom here getting ready for a vote, so if it gets kind of noisy, it's because people talk when they work.
Are there some nice cloaks in there?
Yes, all kinds of good cloaks. Good cloaks and bad cloaks. Bipartisan cloaks, too.
Well, we want to make sure the bipartisan cloaks are in there.
I don't know where that came from. Evidently, members of Congress used to hang their cloaks up here, you know?
Well, you know, you don't want to throw your cloak on the floor and, you know, trash up the joint.
Yeah, but only Dracula wears a cloak nowadays.
That's only if he's dressing up.
I was doing an event yesterday you guys might have found interesting. You know, we've been going head-to-head with the Chinese.
Right.
We had a hearing in the morning on, you know, their piracy of intellectual property rights and failure to use a fair currency. They keep on cooking the currency, and that hurts us. And, you know, a bunch of other things. And so I was invited to the to a luncheon at the State Department yesterday. And you would never guess who was there tipping martini glasses with Hu Jintao, the president of China.
Who?
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, wow.
You can draw any conclusion you want.
Wow.
Why was she there with James Brolin? They're all happy and giddy and everything. I said, whoa, that's an interesting group.
That has to be.
Maybe that's something we can export to China.
Yeah. Will they take her?
Well, I, you know. But one thing for sure is they'll probably take the, you know, you send movies over there and they pirate the movies.
Yeah, but see, Congressman, I've seen a couple of her movies. I don't think that falls under intellectual property.
Well, the one was that I was thinking of was What's Up, Doc? Remember in San Francisco?
Yeah, with Ryan O'Neal.
Yeah, when they got accidentally caught in a big Chinese celebration of the dragon going through the streets. But it was, you know, it was just one of those surreal opportunities to you know, to see who are some of these people and how do they know different others. And I was there feeling pretty much alone. I knew hardly anybody in the room, and then lo and behold, here's Barbara Streisand
and James Brolin holding her purse.
And James Brolin holding her purse. Yes.
Well, we'll get to the vote in the House yesterday, but as you mentioned, China, Hu Jintao in Washington, will actually be in Chicago later on tonight as well. And you're on the leading end of trying to fight some of these unfair trade practices that China's engaged in. We heard a bit about it during the press conference yesterday, but, you know, intellectual property being stolen is rampant over there.
It is.
Illegal subsidies as well. It's really problematic.
It's very problematic. It hits close to home. Bob Wimmer over at Aqua Aerobics 2 years ago, you know, they were putting a facility into a municipality in China, and lo and behold, someone over there, I mean, stole everything. They even stole half of their website. It was really bad. And so we brought in the people from the Chinese embassy and said, you know, if you have any inkling to enforce intellectual property rights, now is the opportunity. And, I mean, it was so bad, the Chinese government actually got involved and made a resolution in favor of Aqua Aerobics. But, you know, I mean, people don't have the time to every time there's a violation of intellectual property to go to their congressman. I mean, we intervene as much as we can, but it's hundreds and hundreds of cases, if not thousands, each year. So what we've been trying to work on is the smaller manufacturers who just can't afford to hire law firms and try lawsuits in China need some type of a U.S. remedy to come against the Chinese for pirating the intellectual property rights. It's pretty bad.
Well, and it seems that the Chinese government has done a wink and a nod all along with this. Yeah, that's really bad that they're doing that. We better, and then they don't.
Well, I've been there several times, and what they don't like is being criticized. They're very offended when they're criticized. Well, that's tough. Because if you don't improve what you're doing, then you're going to be subject to a lot of criticism. Of course, it's not just that; it's human rights violations, illegal dumping. You know, we've had two cases where I've had to testify before the International Trade Commission on the Chinese that are giving illegal subsidies to their manufacturers, and also selling tires in the United States at predatory prices just to smoke out and destroy American firms. And so it's a continuous thing, but that's what happens when you deal with a country that does not recognize the rule of law. And so it's, you know, you're caught on the horns of a dilemma. On one hand, you want to be able to sell to 1.3 billion people. And on the other hand, you want to make sure that when you sell, you get paid and no one swipes your product. So it's a continuous war, but the president actually, in my opinion, should have done a lot more in meetings with Hu Jintao to press the concerns of Americans that are just not getting a fair shake in trading with China.
Congressman Don Manzullo with us here on Straight Talk on WROK. Vote to the House yesterday to repeal Obamacare, bipartisan. Three Democrats crossed the aisle to vote along with 242 Republicans.
I've got to go vote. Hang on. You're going to hear some empty air for about 30 seconds.
Okay, we can do it.
I'll be right back.
Hell, the listeners are used to that anyway. Okay.
This is, you know, watching how the sausage, or listening to how the sausage gets made, right?
And he's doing the job that you hired him to do.
He's going to vote.
He's going to vote. So, yeah, I'm talking to you, but you know what? I was put here to do something. I'm going to go do it.
While we await his return, we'll mention, we'll talk about him with this, too. Some town hall meetings Saturday in both Rockford and Crystal Lake. Rockford Town Hall at the Stenstrom Center, Rock Valley College, from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Doors open at 9:30, and then later on in the afternoon on Saturday, 2 to 3:30 at McHenry County College in Crystal Lake, 2 to 3:30 there. Doors open at 1:30 for the town hall in Crystal Lake on Saturday. See, thinking of us, not on Sunday, Bears Packers, Saturday for town hall meeting.
There you go. All right, Congressman, yay or nay on that one?
Well, what we just had was a yes vote. We have two votes back-to-back this morning. This one is a Democrat-sponsored amendment that lays out the perimeters of the new health care package. And this particular vote said the $200 billion that docs are owed under Medicare cuts from going back for several years, that $200 billion in arrears has to be part of any new health care plan.
Because one of the ways, if I remember correctly, that they got to say that it might save somebody was not counting the Medicare fixes in the total cost of the bill.
That's
right?
Correct. In addition to the $200 billion that is behind the Obamacare bill, and I call it that out of lack of trying to come up with a word that people really understand what it is. But anyway, that calls for another $530 billion in cutting of Medicare benefits. That's why we're working to repeal this thing, because it's going to be simply impossible to enforce, especially now there are 26 states that have filed a lawsuit saying that this law violates the 10th Amendment by imposing this mandate upon the citizens being forced to buy insurance.
You've also laid out some ideas what we could change to the healthcare system after repeal. People always say, well, you know, what's your plan? Where's your ideas? You've laid out, what, 6-7 points that you think we can address.
There are some good things that are in in the Obamacare bill, and those things easily could be passed probably by voice vote. You know, one is to allow these insurance companies to keep kids on their plans until age 26, that insures about another 7 or 8 million people, and then a standalone bill to continue and increase the availability of the community health clinics, such as the Crusader Clinics. Another one is to allow Americans to buy insurance across all state lines, just those three items there that would be subject to separate bills. Those three items could probably pass both houses of Congress unanimously. And that's what we have to do, is find those areas of agreement, separate them from the contentious portions of the Obamacare bill, which puts government in the position of making decisions as opposed to the patient and the doctor, and then move on from there and improve the health care system, make it more affordable, and include people in with pre-existing conditions. That can be done with separate bills that would not only not spend an extra $1 trillion, which Obamacare would do, but would actually save the American people real dollars.
And we see that Eric Cantor, Harry Reid says, oh, well, you know, I'm not even going to allow the vote on that one. And, you know, Eric Cantor kind of double-dog daring him. Well, you know, if you're feeling that confident, why don't you go ahead and let that run, see what happens.
If you're a liberal, you should allow a vote on anything.
Well, there you go.
I mean, that's the whole point. Mitch McConnell, who's the leader of the Senate, said that we're going to force a vote. One way or the other, they're going to force a vote on it. And the reason yesterday that we had a vote to repeal the entire package, I think it really is to set a line in the sand, saying the American people simply are not going to tolerate that huge Obamacare bill, which is going to kill jobs. I mean, it does crazy things. You know, Frieda, 4.5 years ago, came down with cancer, and we're going to be celebrating 5 years of her being cancer-free in June.
That's outstanding.
And she has in her back a titanium vertebrae. I mean, this thing's incredible because the tumor settled into her vertebrae right, that's just between her shoulder blades and exploded it. I mean, it was shrapnel that was all over her spine. And the doctor went in there, removed the shrapnel, and he put in this titanium, it's a titanium vertebrae. And then he cut portions of her rib bones and grafted them around there. The very thing that separates her from a wheelchair is subject to a 2.5% tax. I mean, because it's a medical device.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, that doesn't make sense. Why would you want to put a tax on life-saving devices? And, of course, whenever you tax something, it gets passed along to the consumer. And so the bill is just fatally flawed because the very things that you need to keep people out of wheelchairs to give them life in many cases are subject to a federal tax. So it's just got to be repealed. We just cannot tolerate that type of legislation in this country.
Congressman Don Manjula with us here on Straight Talk on WROK. Before we let you go, you've got a couple of town hall meetings Saturday in Rockford, 10 to 11:30 at Stenstrom Center, Rock Valley College, then 2 to 3:30 at McHenry County College in Crystal Lake. What are you looking to hear from constituents there during those times?
This is a semi-town meeting. Senator Kirk is going to be with us on both those occasions. In McHenry County, freshman Congressman Joe Walsh, we called him Landslide because he won his election with 291 votes out of close to, 250,000 people that had voted. But we're bringing in this speaker from the American Enterprise Institute, AEI, and it's going to be a panel forum, and it's going to be centered on the impact of the debt and what does it mean in terms of our kids' future. So it's a theme, and the theme is what's on everybody's mind. It's raising the debt limit, and what does this crushing debt mean to American people?
All right. Well, it's going to give people a chance to get up close and personal, ask some questions, and get to know the two of you. Congressman, we know you're tight on time, as always, and we appreciate the
access. You bet. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Congressman Don Manzullo, it's 9:50, a break, back with